in prisoner's chain with bleeding strife. Paul and Silas prayed at night, and in their pain began to sing, and they closed, and they were free. I bless your name, I bless your name, I give you honor, I give you praise. You are alive, the truth, the way. I bless your name, I bless your name. Some may I die if you should find you're in the praise and in your mind. Reach out and praise, defy no chain, and they will fall in Jesus' name. I bless your name, I bless your name, I give you honor, I give you praise. You are the light, the truth, the way. I bless your name, I bless your name. You find that in your life you're in the midst of times so hard. Reach out and pray to hide the unknown, and you will find you're not alone. Your name, I bless your name, I give you honor, I give you praise. You are the light, the truth, the way. I bless your name, I bless your name, your name, I bless your name, I give you honor, I give you praise. The truth, the way, I bless your name, I bless your name. You are great. thank you. You are great. You're the miracle so great.
We thank you, Lord.
There is no one else like you.
There is no one so great like you.
Oh, from heaven to earth. Like
oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. We bless your name.
You deserve the glory.
You deserve the glory, oh Lord. Tonight, your children are here. They want to give you the honor.
Oh, Lord. Lift our hands in worship.
And as we lift our hands, will you lift your hands towards him this evening?
Holy name.
Oh, towards his holy name.
The glory.
You deserve every glory this evening.
And
thank you, Lord Jesus.
Bless Lord, we lift our hands in worship.
Yes,
as we lift your holy
thank you, Lord Jesus.
Name, you are great.
Lord, we lift up your holy name.
So
this evening,
great.
And we say you are great, Lord.
There is no one like you.
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you yet for another evening like this, O God, that we find ourselves in no other place but right in your presence, Lord. Amen. Father, we thank you for the day, our going outs and ends. We thank you, God, even for our working places. We thank you for our homes. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for our children. We thank you, Lord, above all this evening, that, Lord, you've granted us the grace to be in your presence, Lord. Father, there is no one else that is so great like you. And there is no one that we can honor or give the grace and give the glory than the name Jesus Christ. So, Lord, tonight your children are here not because they want to be here, but you want them to be here. So, Lord, we give the glory to you, Lord. And we believe that, Lord, this evening, oh, yes, there is something good for us. Something that will take us a food of thought to God. Something spiritual, Lord. Father, we thank you. We bless you in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. God richly bless you for coming. And I thank you all, the church. Will you be seated for a moment? I thank you, the church, for remembering me in prayer. It wasn't easy the whole of the week. A visitor came knocking at my door. I told him, look, I don't have a chair for you. He said, I brought my chair. Amen. He said, I brought my own chair. I said, yes, even if you brought your own chair, I said, you have no place here. Amen. And the whole week, myself and my son, Junior, we have really fought against cold and flu and everything, and coughing, oh my God. So when the pastor called me, he sent a text to me this afternoon asking, Brother Maxwell, could you be available or should I come and take your place? I said, oh Lord, I'm going. I'm not going to preach. It's the Holy Spirit that's going to preach.
Amen.
Amen. So I'm just standing here as a vessel, and that the Lord use me for his glory.
Hallelujah.
And a blessing to all of us tonight. Amen. I thank you for your prayers, actually. I'm healed.
Amen.
I'm healed.
Amen.
Though my voice sounds a little bit, but I'm healed.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. God richly bless you. We thank the Lord that we are here tonight again. And the purpose of our coming here is to look into the spiritual mirror and see who we are, where we are, why are we here, and where are we going, whether our life is worthy of the gospel.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
To examine ourselves. Examine ourselves.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Let's turn to the reading. We have two readings tonight. We're all from the second book of Peter. I'll read the first one from 2 Peter chapter 2, from 4 to 8. And then the second reading I really thank God that I can speak. And the second reading also will be 2 Peter chapter 3, 8 to 12. But let's hear the word of God in 2 Peter chapter 2, 4 to 8. Let's hear the word of God. For if God spared not the angels that sinned, but cast them down to hell and delivered them into chains of darkness to be reserved unto judgment, and spared not the old world, but saved Noah, the eighth person, a preacher of righteousness, bringing in the flood upon the world of the ungodly, and turning the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah into ashes, condemn them with an overthrow, make them an example unto those that after should live ungodly, and deliver just Lot, vexed with the filthy conversation of the wicked. For that righteous man dwelling among them, in seeing and hearing, vexed his righteous soul from day to day with unlawful deeds. The second reading, chapter 3, 8 to 11. But beloved, be not ignorant of this one thing, that one day is with the Lord as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years as one day. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering towards to us ward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in the which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. The earth also, and the works, you see, and the works that are therein shall be burned up. Seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved, what manner of persons ought ye to be in all holy conversation and godliness? What manner of persons ought ye to be? That is our topic tonight. What manner of persons, after hearing all this, what manner of persons? Let's bow down.
Hallelujah.
Dear Heavenly Father, you didn't spare Noah's day. You didn't spare Sodom and Gomorrah. For sure, Lord, you will not spare this last age.
Hallelujah.
Father, tonight we here to examine ourselves, Lord. Father, we pray, give us the heart, Lord. Give us the ears, Lord, that as your word comes, Father, let it find a place in us. that we will live according to the gospel. The Lord, the day that you come, we will not find ourselves wanting. Help us, Lord, tonight. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Amen. God richly bless you. May you be seated. Two great scriptures here. Is that God never spared the angels? Angels, he never spared them. And Noah's day, he never spared them. Sodom and Gomorrah, he never spared them. And so do you think any other sin God will just look on? And when you look at verse 6, it said, turning the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah into ashes, condemned them with an overthrow, making them an example. Making them an example unto those that after should live ungodly. An example to you and me. An example to you and me. And we read another part who said, God is not slack concerning his promise. Amen. What he has said, it will surely come to pass. Nothing has God said that has never come to pass. He's not slack. But he says, he's long-suffering. Long-suffering towards you and me. He doesn't want any of us to perish. That's why he's giving us the opportunity, the time, every, for us to do what? To repent. And get in line with God. It's a long suffering, my brother, my sister. Tonight, we are going to examine ourselves. Amen. Is your life worthy of the gospel? You can hide from your brother, you can hide from the pastor, you can hide from even probably your wife, you can hide from your husband, but you can't hide from God. Take notice of that. You can't hide from God. Now, there is a question like this. How does God see today?
Hallelujah.
How does God see today? This is a question. And with this question, go to the city, along the streets, and ask as many people that you meet, what does God see today? My brother, as many people that you meet, you get different answers. You get different answers to this question. As to as many people that you meet. What does God see today? Different people you meet, they will give you different answers. But there must be only one correct answer.
Hallelujah.
It should be what? One correct answer. And I want to read something from the prophet. In the message book, the God's chosen place of worship.
Hallelujah.
Jeffersonville. He said, and if I would ask a question about anything, there's got to be a true answer.
Hallelujah.
There can be something close to it. No, sir. There shouldn't be anything what? Close to it. But it must be what? A correct answer. Praise God.
Amen.
When I say 1 + 1, every child here will tell me it is what? 2. That's the correct answer. It shouldn't be something close Oh, it's 1.999999. It's still wrong. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
It must have what? 1 plus 1 is what? 2.
Amen.
Amen. I can't remember one preacher said, but in God's mathematics, 1 plus 1 plus 1 is what? It's not 3, it's what? It's 1. Amen. Hey, praise the Lord. He said in God's mathematics, everything add up to 1. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Everything adds up. Add all the prophets, is it go to 1? Add everything, is it go to 1? But when you come to the world's mathematics, you see, 1 plus 1 is 2. That's the answer. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Let's continue with the prophet. He said, so therefore, every question that comes up in our lives, there has got to be a true, correct answer.
Amen.
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 Then the 14th verse, if you are trying to get there, as God's chosen place of worship, Jeffersonville, 1965, the verse 14. He said, now, if it is a Bible question, then it should have a Bible answer.
Amen.
Amen. Bible question, it must have what? A Bible answer. It should not be able to come from a group of a man. The answer must not be a group of men trying to what? Give an answer to what? A Bible question. It must come from what? A Bible question must come from what? From the Bible.
Amen.
The answer must come from here. Is it from or from any certain fellowship? Or from some educator? Or from some denomination? It should come straight from the scripture. Praise God. And so we ask a scriptural question. How does God see today? Or any other answer? If it doesn't come from here, it's a wrong answer. Amen. If it doesn't come from here, it's a wrong answer. So you know as many people that will give you different what? Answers. And you and I, we are supposed to know the answer to this question. I want to hear amen.
Amen.
Oh, you don't know. We are supposed to know the answer. How does God see today? Because Jesus said, to them it is not given to know the mysteries. Because this is a mystery. When it comes to the world, it's a mystery. He said, to them it is not given to for them to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven. But to you it is given to know. Praise the Lord. That's why Jesus told his disciples, for you blessed are your eyes.
Amen.
Because when you see, you can perceive. And blessed are your ears. And when you hear, you can understand.
Amen.
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 See? We are supposed to know because, why? Because we have the Spirit of God dwelling in us.
Amen.
See? If you have the Spirit of God dwelling in you, then every scriptural question, you got to know the answer. If you want to read something from 1 Corinthians 2, 14 to 11 to 14. 1 Corinthians 2. From 11. Oh, well, let's, okay. You know, he said, for a man, the spirit that is in him knows only what? What is in a man? Okay, thank you. He said, for what man knoweth the things of a man, save the spirit of man which is in him. That means a man who, anything about man, if you don't have the spirit of God, is a man that knows what is in a man. In short, is a man who knows what is in the man. Amen. But let's go on. He said, even so, the things of God knoweth no man. You see?
Hallelujah.
No man knoweth the things of God.
Yes.
But a man knoweth the things of a man.
Yes.
But no man knoweth the things of what? Of God.
Mm.
But the Spirit of God. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So that means the Spirit of God in you makes you to know what? The things of God.
Hallelujah.
When you continue reading, he said what?
Amen.
Now we have, verse 12, we have received not the Spirit of the world.
Amen.
You see? But the Spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. Which things also we speak, not in words which man's wisdom teaches, but which the Holy Ghost teaches. See, comparing spiritual things with spiritual.
Hallelujah.
But the natural man, you see, receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him. Neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. Praise the Lord. For who has known the mind of the Lord?
Hallelujah.
That he may instruct him. But we have the mind of Christ.
Amen.
Praise God. So it has to take the Spirit of God in you to know the things of God. So we know the answer to this question. How does God see today? We know it. We can compare spiritual things to spiritual things. We can quote the scriptures.
Amen.
From here to tell the world how God sees today.
Amen.
So how does God see today? You go to look at how God saw Noah's day.
Yes.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
How God saw Noah's day,
yes,
and that of Lot, the condition of Sodom and Gomorrah,
yes,
and also how God saw the Laodicea church.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Thank you, Lord.
These three, that's how God is seeing the world today. He sees the world as he saw in Noah's day. He seen as it was in Lot's day, Sodom and Gomorrah. And he sees as it was the church, the Laodicea church.
Yes.
My brother, my sister. And these are the three periods of God's creation.
Amen.
That were the most evil.
Amen.
Most evil times,
yes,
since creation.
Mm.
Noah's day, Lot, Sodom and Gomorrah. And Laodicea church. These three, our time, we have combined all the three. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
We've combined all the three.
Yes.
Because he said, as it was in Noah's day.
Yes.
See?
Amen.
The same he quoted was as it was in Lot's day. And now we are in what? The Laodicea.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
We have combined all these three evil times since creation. And so you know the magnitude of our time. The way how we have really put up the sins of this world. That's the condition today. Amen. And so, my brother, my sister, what manner of persons you ought to be.
Amen.
Knowing that all these three,
hallelujah,
We have combined all the three. We are like what? Noah's day. And we are like Sodom and Gomorrah. And we are like Laodicea. All the three combined. Hey, my brother, this is scary.
Hallelujah.
This is scary. My brother, my sister, look, don't take things for joke. Make sure. Okay, let's see what God actually saw in Noah's day. He said, and God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thought of his heart was only evil continually. Just imagine that. That's Genesis 5, 6, 5. Genesis 6, 5. It said, and God saw that the wickedness of man, hey, was so great in the earth. And every imagination of what? Of the thoughts of his heart.
Amen.
Were what? Evil continually.
Amen.
That's what God is seeing today. My brother, you think you come to church? Fine. But my brother, see, there's more time. That's your mind, you see? Is that the imagination of your thoughts, of your heart? I like the way how the Bible put everything. That the heart has what? Has a mind.
Amen.
My brother, my sister. The way how you think about your brother, the way how you think about your sister. The imagination of the thought of the heart. To a brother, to a sister. You are living Noah's day. You come to church, fine. But have you examined your mind? Have you examined your thoughts? Had there ever been that kind of evil thoughts against a brother, against a sister? Those are the things God is going to look at. Not every day coming to church is fine. But the imagination of the thoughts of your heart. That's what God saw.
Hallelujah.
Then Genesis 6:11. It said, the earth also was corrupt before God. And the earth was filled with violence. That's what God saw. And it is up today. Broad daylight. An innocent man walking by the roadside and somebody takes a knife, just kick him first with a car, take a knife, just butchered him. Oh my. I think you've heard it. In the UK, wickedness, violence, and he stood before camera boasting. My brother, my sister, you got to run away from Noah's day. And my brother, you know when Jesus was preaching on the mount, let's go there. You think only taking knife and just whacking your brother? That,
amen.
Let's go there. See something. Matthew. Matthew. God bless you.
Amen.
Matthew 5, huh? Okay. That's the Sermon on the Mount. Right. Verse 21. It said, ye have heard that It was said by them of old time, thou shalt not kill, and whosoever shall kill shall be in danger of what? Judgment. Hallelujah. Then listen to what Jesus said. But I say unto you, Hallelujah. That whosoever is angry with his brother without a cause shall be in danger of the judgment. So that man who did this heinous killing someone broad daylight. Oh, you are saying what wickedness, what a violence. Then you in here, you are killing. There's no difference.
Amen.
The same judgment.
Us.
No as they. God looking at what? The imagination of the thought of the heart.
Yes.
Wickedness and violence is here.
Amen.
The guy did his own practically. You did your own spiritually. Take notice of this. My brother, my sister. Clear your heart, your mind, your thoughts. Oh, against anyone. Why should you worry, you carry somebody in your heart and all the time, oh my. My brother, my sister, let's take notice of this. And he said, it repented God. Genesis 6:6. He said, and it repented the Lord that he had made man on earth. And it grieved him at his heart. So you see what is happening in the heart of God now? Because Noah's day is here. And what did God say? Chapter 6:13. And he said, the end of all flesh is come before me. And behold, I will destroy them with the earth. My brother, my sister, he will destroy this earth also. And all the works are in you. You see? The works are not this cup here. The works are in you. He said, all the works were what? He bade every, all the with the what? The works. The text that we read. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Violence. He said, could you imagine a man who strap himself with what? Explosives. And then he just go amongst the crowd. And ignite himself just to kill. Oh, my brother. And then they feel that they have done a service to God. They feel they've done what? A service to God. Oh, he has become a martyr. Oh, my brother. I don't know the kind of teachings. They become a martyr for what? Going to some places even where they are worshiping. Just because we don't agree. Just go and blast. Kill people. And then you know that you are going to what? Meet your prophet and your God. And you become a martyr. Oh. My God. That is what the Bible says. Reprobate mind. Reprobate mind. When you are thrown into that kind of mind, you do things you think it is right. All what you do, you think it is, they are not right. So my brother, my sister, don't let yourself be thrown into a reprobate mind. For you to think that whatever you are thinking of, your imagination, your thoughts. To you, you feel that it's right. Reprobate mind, my brother, my sister. Get yourself out of it. What manner of persons ought ye to be? That's what we got to examine ourselves. What? Okay, what manner of persons should we be? Lot's day. Let's look at what was in Lot's day. You know, Lot was given an opportunity. He was given an opportunity to make a choice. And he chose the fertile land, and at the same time, he saw what those bright, the prophet said, that bright lights in Sodom and Gomorrah. And he said, the Bible said, he pitched his tent close to Sodom and Gomorrah. See, proximity, let's see what the Bible says about Sodom. He said, but the men of Sodom were wicked and sinners before God, before the Lord exceedingly. That was how the people in Sodom and Gomorrah, that's how they were before the Lord. And he chose that place. And the prophet said, if he had had a little discernment, he could have known that that place had been reserved for judgment. My brother, you got to get that discernment to know that there are things that have been reserved for judgment. That you don't go near it. Because he built his what? His tent close. He said close. But later what happened? He was right in what? In the middle of Sodom. Proximity of sin will draw you in. When you near sin, it will draw you in. Praise the Lord. And you know what happened? What the text that we read. He said he became a man. It was only the grace of God. And it was only the interceding of Abraham. Lot would have been what? Amongst the people dead. Because Abraham asked. From 50 down to 5, God saving 5 people. I will not destroy Sodom. Then Abraham saw that, no, my nephew is in danger. He pleaded for him. What happened? The Bible, the text that we read, he said he was a man whose heart, whose soul has been vexed. Mixed with what? With all this kind of violence and all this. Though he may not be committing it, but in his heart he has been what? Vexed in it. And the soul is not meant for that. Praise the Lord. The soul is meant for what? The soul feeds on what? Righteousness. But he was feeding on this. Every day he hears what? Filthy things. When you are hearing filthy things, my brother, you are vexing your soul. When you are watching filthy things, you are vexing your soul. And it is not right with God. You are vexing your soul. You know, Isaiah. Yeah. He went and sat amongst what? The ungodly. A prophet. Sitting amongst what? The ungodly. And then that day when he saw the master in his throne, Amen. Then he said, hey, woe unto me. Amen. For I've what? I have lived among people of what? Unclean lips. God had to purge him before he could use him. And so my brother, living amongst what? Sin. Proximity. Watching. Hearing. It destroys your soul. Praise the Lord. So, are you doing it? If you are doing it, that means you have gone back to Lord's day. And these are what? What God is coming to destroy. The spirit that was in Noah's day, in Lord's day, that are in the people's hearts today, that's what God is going to destroy. So, my brother, what manner of persons you ought to be after hearing all this? That was Lord's day. Let's look at Laodicea. Seven church ages. God was able to find something complementary. The first year, second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth. God was able to find something complementary. Only Laodicea. God couldn't find even one to recommend. And that is the church age we are living in now. That's the church age we are living in now. My brother, Laodicea. Let us read something from the prophet here. He said, I know your works, that thou art neither cold nor hot. I would thou wert cold or hot. So then, because thou art lukewarm and neither cold or hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth. Because thou sayest, I'm increased with goods. I'm rich and increased in goods and have need of nothing. And knowest not that thou art wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked. Why is Laodicea sees itself as what? Rich. Without any, they doesn't need anything. Oh, God was seeing them differently. And let's see what the prophet said. And he said, now, when a people, excuse me. He said, and now when a people are that way, especially naked and don't know it, there has to be something awfully wrong. Oh, you are naked, you don't know it. Walking the streets naked, you don't know it. The prophet is saying that there's something really awfully, really great. My brother, my sister. And it is happening today. Walking the streets naked. Surely something must be happening. Is it not that God has blinded the eyes as he did with the Jews? Is the gospel going back to the Jews? See, the prophet says somewhere that how God blinded the Jews to bring in the Gentiles, so today also, he has blinded what? The Gentiles to bring out what? His bride. Amen. So a lot of us who God has called, now they are blind. He said, this age boasts. This age boasts of tremendous stores of worldly goods. We think that we have everything. Yet, this is the time that the prophet said, He talks about his knowledge, science, but he's fighting a losing battle in all fields. Amen. That is what is happening today. Amen. Losing every battle. I always say this, that the day that I heard that the scientists have been able to put a machine on Mars, I said, oh, thank you, Lord. Now, they should prove it now. God said the only place he has created for habitation is earth. Then, this wisdom of the world says, there is another place where it is what? It's habited. There are other people living in other planets. Look at that. Oh, even from here, that time when they were taking pictures, oh, there are signs of water in Mars. They were giving a lot of, I say, oh. So that day when I heard that they have landed on Mars, I said, oh, glory be to God. They should find the water, let us see. And that's their machine, they call it Discovery. Discovery have gone round. Not even what? A soft word. They are all powder. Praise the Lord. Amen. They were planning to go and live there. Amen. They should go now. Amen. Oh, praise the Lord. I say, oh God, thank you. Now, they will come back and tell us another story. God has proven them wrong. That is, see, they are losing every battle, but they don't see it. Praise God. So, brother and my sister, what manner of persons are we after hearing all these things? I don't want to take you long. I just want to have something to read from the prophet again. He said, in an absolute Shreveport, 1963. He said, in the day that we are living in now, he said, and everything is so breaking up. Everything is what? Breaking up. And I started to write, I said, breaking up. Okay. Then I started to see, it is true. Nations are breaking up. Politics is breaking up. Morals are breaking up. And even religion is breaking up. Today, EU, UK, OAU, ECOWAS, Arab League, all are breaking. Soviet Union have already broken. And even they become Russia now, still people are breaking from it. Trying to break away from it. Praise the Lord. Politics is breaking. Now, they cannot even solve the economy of their countries. It's breaking down. Morals. Go to the streets. Morals are breaking. The other day I was saying that the people that have requested for divorce is more than those who have registered for what? Marriage. Amen. Morals breaking. So soon you are forgetting the day when you were putting the ring. Say, I take you as my lawful wife. I do. Then you come back 3 years, even 3 years is far. 1 year they apply for divorce. Morals broken. And he just wants to get out from the marriage and become free and just do what he or she wants to do. My brother, that's the evil age we are living in now. You better get out. So I'm coming to read something from the prophet. You better get out. Everything is breaking. Now religion is breaking. I want to read something from here. I just quoted. You know, on the 18th May, 2013, French court clears way for gay marriage. French same-sex marriage law signed by François Hollande. Praise the Lord. Now France have joined the league of what? Gays. Then let's go on. Is that the Church of Scotland? I've read politics. Now I've come to church. The Church of Scotland. Is that this was published on the 21st May 2013. Said the Church of Scotland had taken a historic step. Listen. Have taken a historic step by voting in favor of allowing openly gay men and women to become ministers. My brother, you see the evil that we are living in. Now, not even church members to become what? Ministers. Gay women. Gay men to become what? Ministers. A historic what? Oh my. Historic step. Yes, it should be a historic. It can never be a spiritual step. Amen. Oh, brother, that's the condition we are living in. Everything is breaking down. Now, let's see. He said, Absolute, Shreveport, 1963, paragraph 30. He said, in the day that we are living in now, and everything is so breaking up, so fragile, even we have become so fragile. Oh, when you want to even correct your brother, he gets annoyed. Fragile. See? They want to be held like what? Eggs. See? Don't rebuke me. Don't try to correct me. Hold me like an egg. See, I'm very fragile, see? When you shake me a little, I will break. Oh, my brother, my sister. The prophet says that everything has become so fragile that believers have become fragile. Be hardened! Praise the Lord! And then he said, everything is so breaking up, so fragile, and carried away. And I think that this message would be a very appropriate thing, especially to Christians who, when they are going through their deep waters now, we Christians, we are going through what? Our deep waters now. And so we need something. And the prophet said he believed that this message is the thing that you and I need. Praise God. He said the Christian church is passing through the deepest water it had for the last 2,000 years. Because we are coming to a spot where there is something presented to the Christianity. Something they have to make a decision on. Amen. He said, we are coming to a spot. And we have arrived at the spot tonight. Amen. That's something. Our next meeting, the topic will be the typos. It's the continuation of this message. Amen. Hallelujah. The type. We need something. And that is what? A typist. Praise the Lord. So my brother, with all what you have heard, this our age, combining all the three evil ages ever since God created heaven and earth, we've combined all the three. You got to examine yourself. Because you may be coming to church every day, singing and worshiping and doing everything. But here, tonight, you go to look at the imagination of the thoughts of your heart. Your imagination about everything. Not to a brother alone, to a sister alone, to your wife, to your husband. All included, to your children. To the father, to the mother. Imagination of your heart, of the thought of your heart. Or the things even that you see, your imagination. The things that you see, your imagination. Today, when you go out, you see a lot of things. Your imagination. Your desires. Tonight, look at the imagination of your heart. Praise the Lord. So that you run away from these three evils. Laodicea, one of them is what? You are neither cold nor hot, lukewarm. You become a chameleon. Red color, he changes to red color. Black, he changes to black. Unstable! Unstable Christian. Today he's a nice brother, nice sister. Next day, a different story. My brother, my sister, watch these things. It is a one way. It is not tomorrow you are on another way. The next day you are on another side. The imagination of the thought of your heart. God saw in Noah's day that they were all evil. Evil continually. Examine tonight. Praise the Lord. Do you know how to sing this song, Cleanse Me? Cleanse Me. I think it's Cleanse Me, O God. Search me, O God, and know my heart today. Try me, O Savior, and know my thoughts, I pray. See if there be some wicked way in me. Cleanse me from every sin and set me free. As you sing this song, for the words, you will be examining yourself, the imagination of your thoughts. Be sincere to yourself. Say, Lord, forgive me. Said, if you shall turn away from your wicked ways and will come unto me, Ezekiel said, I will give you a heart of flesh. I'll take your stony heart and give you a heart of flesh.
Oh, and know my heart today. Try me, your Savior. Know my thoughts, I pray. See if there be
some wicked way in me. Oh, cleanse me from every sin and set me free. For cleansing me from sin, fulfill thy word and make me pure within. Fill me with fire where once I've been. Let's start again. Lord, make my life. Okay. Lord, take my life and make it holy done. Fill my poor heart with thy grace divine. I now surrender, Lord, in me, abound. Oh, Holy Ghost, revive our cast from thee. Sing the first verse again. Search me, O God. Search me, O God. And oh, my heart today. Oh, try me, O Savior. And oh, my thoughts I pray. Wicked ways in me. Oh, cleanse me from every sin and set me free. Touch me, O God, and know my heart today. Try me, O Savior, know my thoughts, I pray. See if there be some wicked way in me. Lord, cleanse me from every sin and set me free. Fulfill thy word and make me pure within. Fill me with fire where once I burned with shame. Grant my desire to magnify thy name. He said, take my life and make it holy thine. Fill my poor heart with thy great love divine, take all my will, my passion, self, and pride. I surrender. So as we go into prayer, I surrender. Where are you standing? Just be sincere to it, my brother. The Lord is here to take those things out from your life. Even your weak of your stony heart is ready. He said, I will give you a heart of flesh. He's here to take your own spirit and give you his own spirit. My brother, my sister, let us now get ourselves to prayer. Surrender it to him now. Have you seen the life of Noah time in you? Have you seen the life of Sodom and Gomorrah in you? Have you seen Laodicea spirit in you? Lord, I surrender. Lord, I'm being sincere to myself. I confess to you tonight, Lord. You said I should cast at my burden. It's a burden that is on me. Lord, tonight, I surrender to you, Lord. I've been trying to get myself out of it, but it's not possible. And truly, you cannot do it. But the Lord, he can take it out from you. So you just to say, Lord, I surrender. The thoughts that I have against my brother, the thoughts that I have against my sister, oh Lord, tonight I surrender them. They are evil imaginations. I'm being sincere to myself. Lord, I get angry with my brother, my sister, because they don't agree with me. I surrender tonight, Lord. I surrender tonight, Lord. I surrender. Oh, I surrender, Lord. Cleanse me, Lord. Purify me, Lord. Purge me, Lord. Purge me, Lord Jesus.
I surrender.
Oh, my brother, my sister. God never spared the angels in heaven. He never spared them. He never spared Noah's day. He never spared Sodom and Gomorrah. He will never spare Laodicea's church age. He didn't spare them. My brother, my sister, never think that God is going to spare this evil age. God is not slack in to his promises, concerning his promises.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Lord Savior, search, Lord, our hearts, Lord Savior God, and let us, Lord Savior God, Father, whole God, surrender unto thee, Lord, as you would.
Amen.
You have need of, Lord,
every Savior God. Amen.
Father, you be glorified, Lord. You be lifted above all.
Amen. We are going to pray, and we want to remember our precious sister Lily at the hospital, that the Lord, we know he is the healer. All that the science and the hospital, they can do, as the prophet said, they clean the body, but the healing comes from God. And we have a God who is a healer. We know whom we have believed, and we know that he is able to keep all that we have put before him. And so tonight, we remember our precious sister in hospital, that the Lord heals her, and that all the medications that she has to go through will clean also the body. And at the same time, as many that are sick amongst us, we remember all of them. If you know anyone that who is not well, just remember that person in prayer. And all that you know about a brother or a sister who is in need of a particular thing, which you know, or there is something that you feel that the Lord should help him or her about, just remember that brother, that sister in prayer. Tonight, my brother, he's here to hear us. So let us pray once again. And we, at the same time, let us remember our children also into the hands of the Lord, that we are living in an evil age. And bringing up these children in this situation, it has to take the Lord's leadership. It has to take God to bring these children up to the fear of God. So tonight, let's commit all these children to the hands of the Lord. All our children, we pray for them tonight, that Lord, keep them away from Noah's day spirit. Keep them away from Sodom and Gomorrah day's spirit. Keep them out from Laodicea's spirit, Lord. And Father, take them to be your vessels and use them to the glory of your name. Let us pray once again. He's here to answer our prayer. O Heavenly Father, we thank you, O God, that our sister, she has gone through an operation, Lord. Father, we commit into your hands. The hospital, they have finished their own. They have cleaned the system. But Lord, we know healing comes from you. So Father, we commit into your hands in the name of Jesus Christ. As Lord, we claim total healing for her, O Lord. Oh yes, Lord Jesus. The name of Jesus Christ, Lord.
Father, you, Lord Savior, be glorified in all these things, Father. Oh God, you minister unto all, Father, as we that need, Lord Savior God.
In the name of Jesus Christ. We shall sing, Fill My Way with Love. Praise the Lord. Fill my way with love. Sorry. Let me walk, blessed Lord, in the way thou hast gone, leading straight to the land above, giving cheers everywhere to the sad and the lone. Fill my way every day with love.
Let me walk, blessed Lord, in the way thou hast gone, leading straight to the land above, giving cheer every way to the sun and the long, fill my way every day with love, fill my way every day with love, as I walk with a heavenly dove, let me go all the while with a song and a smile, feel my way everywhere with love. Keep me close to the side of my Savior and guide. Let me never in darkness roam. Keep my path free from path and my soul satisfied. Feel my way everywhere with love. Feel my way every day with love. As I walk with a heavenly dove, let me go all the while with a song and a smile. Feel my way every day with love.
Song and a smile on your face.
And
amen. Let a smile be on your face.
In my home.
Let a song of joy be
let
part of you.
Sing, blessed King, all the way.
Always smile,
the
smile.
Feel my way everywhere.
Smile to your brother. Smile to your sister.
Feel my way every day with love. Yes, I walk with a heavenly dove. Let me go all the while with a song and a smile. Feel my way everywhere with love. Feel my way everywhere with love. Yes, I walk with a heavenly dove. Let me go all the while with a song and a smile. Feel my way everywhere with love.
Amen. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for the simplicity of thy word. Lord, how it shows us, Lord, the condition of this day. Lord, even as we look, we see that the days of Noah are upon us once again. Father, we see, Lord, that the days of Sodom and Gomorrah are repeating right before our eyes. And it's a sign unto us, Lord, that the day of thy judgment is upon us as well. But we are so thankful that as we see these signs, we understand from your word, Lord, that, Lord, it is almost home time unto us, Lord. For you promised us, Lord, that before any drop of fire could ever fall on this earth to judge it, Lord, you take out your people and take them to another place, a better place, Lord, where there is no sickness, a place where there is no death, a place where there is no tiredness. We are glad, Lord, that we are homebound, that, Father, we are going to such a place, Lord, and it thrills us in our hearts, Lord. It just gives us that joy and happiness and that desire to continue to keep pushing on until, Lord, the day of our redemption. Father, even as the question that was asked, Lord, that what manner of people ought we to be when we know all these things? Indeed, Father, we ought to be a people that are preparing for a journey, a people, Lord, that are not concerned about the things of this world, for nothing in this world would survive, Lord. Father, everything in it, Lord, is vanity. But we are thankful, Lord, that there is a place where we are making investments that cannot be rotten, Lord, investments that would last forever and ever, Lord. I pray for every brother and sister that's here, Lord, that haven't started to make investments in that place, Lord, that, Father, it is not too late, Lord. Father, show them the way, reveal it to them that they should start too, Lord God. For, Lord, it is a place where everyone is invited, whosoever will can come. So we pray, Father, that if there be any amongst us, Lord, that are not preparing for that time, help them, Lord, and help us to live our lives, Lord, in such a way that they would see that indeed we are people that are preparing for a journey. Help us, Father. We pray for our children. Lord God, we thank you that in this day of Sodom and Gomorrah, you have given us a word to prepare against it, Lord, a word to fortify us against Sodom and Gomorrah, Lord, and the influences of this day. So we ask, Lord, the same for our children, Lord, that, Father, we might live such a life that they would come in behind the word and be protected under the protection of thy word, Lord. We commit every one of them to you, Lord, and ask that you touch them. And ask, Father, that your hand would be upon them as they grow up, Lord. And that, Father, we would be faithful enough to your word to show them, Lord, Father, the ways of thy word, Lord. Please, Father, help us and give us wisdom, for it is needful in this day, Lord. Father, we pray for it, Lord, that you would give it to us, Lord, that, Father, we might handle situations with our children, with our neighbors, with everyone, with heavenly wisdom. Lord, we would remember our sister at this time in hospital, committing her to you and asking that you strengthen her and that you would close the wound that has been opened, and that once more, Lord, we are desiring for her to hold children one of these days if you should tarry. So we ask it, Lord, believing, Lord, for we know that if we ask and not doubt anything, you will give it, Father, no matter what the situation. So we ask in Jesus' name for this for her, Lord. Please, Father, be merciful to us now. Help us as we go home. We ask your grace and mercy upon the roads, Lord, that there be no accidents happen unto your children and those that were not with us. We're desiring to meet with them on Sunday. Lord, help us that as we would come, we'd just lift up from where we left and create this atmosphere once again. Be merciful, Lord, and bless our brother Maxwell. Bless him and heal him and strengthen him. We ask these things for your glory. In the name of Jesus Christ, thy Son. Amen. Amen.
Take the name of Jesus with you, child of sorrow and of woe. It will joy and comfort give. Take it and wherever you go, precious name, oh how sweet, hope of earth and the joy of heaven, precious name, oh how sweet, hope of earth and joy of heaven, oh, the precious name of Jesus, how it thrills our souls with joy, when his loving arms receive us, and his song our tongues employ. Precious name, oh how sweet, hope of earth and the joy of heaven. Precious name, oh how sweet, hope of earth and joy.